there is a lot of evidence that from a very young age, we treat boys and girls differently. And, you know, a boy falls and skins his knee, get up, you're fine. You know, and a girl will often get cuddled. Some of these, you know, cultural norms are changing. And I think that when we talk about this, we have to, you know, we're speaking in a binary. But that's also changing, right? But I think you can't ignore the culture because culturally we teach our girls to seek health care. And men, we don't really teach them that at a young age. There's not the annual pap smear or the mammogram, or there's not the desire to see to talk about reproductive health as much. That tends to fall on the woman. And, you know, just across, you know, across the lifespan, men don't really start getting the message about going to a doctor till a much later age. So part of it is, you know, masculinity, that sort of cultural norms around masculinity. Part of it is just what we're teaching our boys. And I want to add, it's across the globe. It's not just a U.S. problem. You know, men have the power. Men are also discouraged from showing weaknesses. And that hurts women in a lot of ways, too. But it also hurts men.
To your point earlier, you know, because we're not sort of teaching boys, or because men of all ages are maybe not getting the message to take care of themselves until a little later, that also has sort of impacts on mental health, which we have seen kind of feed into life expectancy as well. Do you have a sense of, you know, what effect depression and sort of related mental issues can have on overall longevity?
We know that men suffer from mental health problems and from depression at high rates, and yet it's much less likely to be treated. Men are less likely to seek care. In teen boys, depression can look different. It can look like irritability. And parents often will miss it as a symptom, where a girl might withdraw, boy might be difficult or irritable, and it just feels like bad teen behavior when actually it's depression. But I don't think pediatricians and parents really understand these differences. So, you know, among the 15 to 24-year-old age group among men, suicide went up, I think, 8% in the last period that it was tracked.